Pakistan has strongly condemned unjustified and illegitimate aggression by Israel against the Islamic Republic of Iran in a statement delivered during a UN Security Council briefing on regional security. Ambassador Asim Iftihar Ahmad, Pakistan's permanent representative to the United Nations, said on Wednesday that Israel's military strikes on Iranian territory violated international law and posed a serious threat to peace and stability in the region. "Pakistan stands in resolute solidarity with the brotherly people of Iran," he said. "We offer our sympathies and condolences on the loss of life and damage caused by these heinous attacks." Calling the strikes a clear violation of Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity, Ambassador Ahmad said they contravened both the UN Charter and fundamental principles of international law. "We unequivocally denounce these blatant provocations, which constitute a grave danger and a serious threat to the peace, security, and stability of the entire region and beyond," he said. He also underscored Iran's inherent right to self-defense under Article 51 of the UN Charter. "Pakistan strongly condemns unjustified and illegitimate aggression by Israel against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Pakistan stands in resolute solidarity with the brotherly people of Iran. We offer our sympathies and condolences on the loss of life and damages due to these." pic.twitter.com/giojpgf. Permanent Mission of Pakistan to the UN, at PakistanUN_NY, June 13, 2025. Iran launched a barrage of ballistic missiles at Israel late Friday in a retaliatory strike after Israeli forces carried out a series of unprecedented attacks across Iran earlier in the day, killing senior military officials and targeting nuclear facilities. Iranian officials said 78 people, including top generals and nuclear scientists, were killed and over 320 injured in Israeli strikes that began before dawn and targeted Tehran, Natanz, Isfahan, and Shiraz. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, confirmed the deaths of Major General Mohammad Bakeri and General Hossein Salami, among others. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had struck the heart of Iran's nuclear program, confirming attacks on more than 200 targets. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran reported significant damage to an above-ground structure at its Natanz uranium enrichment plant. Iran responded with two waves of missile and drone attacks, hitting areas in and around Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Israeli officials said most missiles were intercepted, but there were a limited number of direct hits causing structural damage. Israel reported 34 injuries. The U.S. military assisted in intercepting Iranian missiles, but stated it was not involved in Israel's offensive. Iran's UN envoy accused Washington of complicity and warned of consequences. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei appointed new top commanders and vowed retribution.